to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a educational coaching and consulting program for real estate investors who want to build a second stream of income. We have people join here who have never owned a piece of rental real estate before, and people join who already have 5,000 apartment units. Today I want to talk about something that for me is relatively serious, but I'm going to try to keep it lighthearted and make these points in an easy to accept and understandable way. Now, why is it serious to me? Because I learned something and I thought it was like this new information and I got really excited about it. But then I was re-listening to some books that I read in the past. The material was in those books. So the first sales pitch I have for you is this. Read the same books over and over again. Pick 4, 5, 6 that really touch you and read them over and over again. You are going to learn something new every time you read them. And it just shocked me. The term is effort minimizing brain. Effort minimizing brain. That's what humans have. And probably all animals have that. Because when I explain why we have an effort minimizing brain, you're going to see that it's really a requirement for any creature on earth. But when I got the information, it shocked me. It helped me understand why I procrastinate on certain things and why I'm naturally lazy. And again, I thought it was all this new information and I'm getting so excited. I'm starting to look it up, starting to read books about it. But I go back to these old books that I've read 5, 10, 15 times and there it was. Right in front of me, but I didn't see it. I guess it's because I wasn't mentally ready for it. I'm not sure why I didn't see it, but I found it in no less than 3 other locations that I had read. But for some reason, it just didn't resonate with me. It didn't get me. So here's the point. We as humans have effort minimizing brains. The reason we have effort-minimizing brains is because it kept us from getting eaten by tigers. Here's the example. Go back 10,000 years, 15,000 years, 100,000, I have no idea. 2 people come up to an apple tree. 2 humans come up to an apple tree. One of them has an effort-minimizing brain. And he goes, man, I'll just take the apples at the bottom of the tree. The other human doesn't have an effort-minimizing brain. And he says, those apples at the top look a little fresher, a little shinier, a little more delicious. So he proceeds to climb the tree. Way up there, takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy. And energy is going to be the key to this conversation. Because effort minimizing conserves energy. Well, when he climbs back down from the tree, his buddy's there, but there's also a tiger. Both men begin running. Which man does the tiger catch? The guy who climbed to the top of the tree. because he expelled all that energy to climb the tree to get to those apples at the top, he didn't have as much energy to evade the tiger as the guy who ate the apple at the bottom of the tree. His genetics are now taken out of the gene pool by the tiger, and he doesn't reproduce anymore. Therefore, the next step in evolution would be solely from the guy who survived. And those of you who don't understand evolution, that's all it is. Somebody is born with a deformity of some type, because deformities are not all bad. Many deformities are good. So he gets killed, taken out of the gene pool. He doesn't reproduce anymore. So fewer people have his genetics. The guy who survived continues to reproduce, and his kids, because they've got an effort-minimizing brain, they continue to reproduce, and eventually they outlive the other brain. So whether you believe we were created with effort-minimizing brains or whether you believe we evolved with effort-minimizing, the fact is we have effort-minimizing brains, and we need to be thankful for them because it helps us survive. But when you're in a non-threatening environment, in other words, you don't go downstairs from your building and look left and right for tigers or dinosaurs or whatever, you're in a different environment, and you're trying to succeed. Here's the problem. You only have about 5 or so seconds to keep your minimizing brain, effort minimizing brain, from talking you out of doing stuff you want to do. So let's say that you say, man, that Steve Davis is crazy, but I do want a second stream of income. I'm going to go check him out. I'm going to check out his company. 5 seconds later, your effort-minimizing brain is coming up with excuse after excuse after excuse to keep you from taking action on that goal. I'm watching this lady the other day. She doesn't let herself have 5 seconds to make decisions. She makes decisions in 5 seconds or less because she knows her brain will talk her out of taking action if she goes beyond that 5 seconds. Her simplest example is when the alarm goes off in the morning, she goes 5, 4, 3, 2, and she has to be out of the bed before she gets to 1. Because what's the effort minimizing brain say? Hit the snooze button. You don't have to be up this early. The floor's cold. The heat's not on. All this garbage that would have kept her in bed, the only way she's able to defeat it is by making decisions within 5 seconds or less. And we'll talk about why that's so important to make decisions quickly when we come back from the break. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Safe from a down market? Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Were you told it's normal to sometimes lose money in a down market? That's not true. Our clients make money in both the up and down market while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $50,000 or more of investable assets, you should consider passive real estate investing to protect and grow your money. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class to learn more. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about the effort minimizing, the characteristics of the human brain, and how we have an effort minimizing brain, how it helps us survive, but how it can also keep you from moving towards your goals. So you have to control your brain. as weird as that sounds, it's like, well, your brain controls your heart. It controls your everything in your body. Yeah, but external things, not so much. You've got to put the thought into it. And thinking is hard. You know, thinking is hard. That's why so few people do it. It requires energy. I've woken up on mornings, how do I put this, where I just didn't feel like thinking. It was too tiring. And I would just rest, go watch a movie or something like that. And then other mornings I wake up, man, I just want to think. I want to study. I want to grow. But it is work, thinking. It takes a lot of energy to think. So at the end of the last segment, I was talking about why this woman makes decisions in 5 seconds or less. And I explained it's because she understands the effort-minimizing brain and how your brain is going to start telling you, if you take more than 5 seconds to make a decision, your brain's going to start telling you all the reasons not to do it, all the reasons why it might not work. And it leads to this particular point. The poor in the middle class make decisions slowly and change them often. Can you see the effort-minimizing brain is what's controlling them? They're not controlling their brain. Their brain's controlling them. And if you look at high-income people, millionaires, billionaires, they make decisions quickly and seldom change them. Now, that's a whole nother sales pitch on commitment. Wealthy people make a decision and they commit to it and they follow through. The poor and the middle class make decisions slowly and don't follow through and then change the decision, modify their behaviors, all this other garbage that keeps them from ever succeeding. So, as I'm studying this, I'll keep sharing it with you, but I want you to think about it. How many of you have said, I want to build a second stream of income with real estate? But the longer you sit, what happens? You start coming up with all kinds of excuses. That's not you. That's the automatic response system of your brain. You're not controlling your brain. Your brain's controlling you. You've basically set it on autopilot. You're letting it do whatever the heck it wants, even though it's doing things that you don't want. Look, getting wealthy, or even just, let's just talk about becoming financially independent, requires a tremendous amount of effort. It requires a tremendous amount of thought. You almost, it's like your brain is your best friend and your worst enemy. Well, they call that a frenemy. Your brain's your frenemy. Enemy and friend. The good news, though, you control it. It's your decision to let all those excuses keep you from taking action. So, the whole concept can be summed up, I think, in a couple of points. The first point is, one, you have to recognize and accept that you have an effort-minimizing brain. Go look it up, Google it, study it till you fully understand it. Second thing, realize that you control your brain. If you choose to. But the vast, vast majority of people do not choose to control their brain. They think they're in control, but they're not. Because they've never put any thought into it. You know, how many people sit there and go, why do I do dumb stuff? They don't ask that question. So they never get an answer. Oh, by the way, I better hit on this. Make sure that you don't ask questions like I just said. How you ask questions is very important. Don't ask why you make dumb decisions. Ask, how can I make better decisions? Because the problem is your brain will answer whatever you ask. If you say, why am I so fat? It'll tell you. Because you overeat and you don't exercise. What good did that do you? But if you say, how can I lose this weight? Your brain will tell you, stop gorging yourself and start exercising. You can do something with that. So be very careful how you ask questions. And I just wanted to share that because I just told you to ask a very ineffective question. Why do I do dumb stuff? It's lack of control of your brain. So now that you've got those two points, I think the third point is to realize that you got to make decisions quickly. In our business, there's a quick phrase, everybody uses it, good deals don't last. I think if you Google it, there's like 2 billion people have said that. Good deals don't last. So when we find a piece of real estate, we analyze it, not after we get home and chat with the wife for a while and play with the kids. We analyze it right then. We turn around to our computer, pull up homeinvestortool.com, run the comparable sales, determine the after repaired value, call our agent back and say yay or nay. It takes 5 minutes. These people that run around going, well, I'm looking at a deal. When'd you see it? Monday. Well, it's Thursday. Have you written an offer yet? No, I'm thinking about it, doing the research. That deal's gone. It's gone. It's gone by somebody who understands they have an effort-minimizing brain and makes decisions quickly. I don't think I've ever, even when I was at the beginning stages, took more than an hour to write an offer and get control of a property. And now it's 5 or 10 minutes. Only because my experience is there and my faith and my belief and my confidence are so much higher. But the big takeaway I want you to have is that point. Understand you have an effort-minimizing brain because it saved our lives back in the rough times. But now that we live in America and we're in pretty safe situation, it doesn't do us as much good. So we have to overpower that side of our brain to get ourselves to take action. Because I know what it's like. You know, you go back to when I was 25 or 26 before I got my pay cut and that woke me up. When I was 25 or 26, I thought about multi-level marketing. I thought about buying real estate. I thought about all these things. But I would literally sit there with my poor and middle-class mentality and come up with all the reasons why it wouldn't work. And get this. I knew people who were making $6,000 to $10,000 a month off of multi-level marketing. I knew them personally. I knew it worked, but couldn't get myself to do it. Because I couldn't make a decision. I was too slow. And my effort-minimizing brain took over. Real estate. I knew people who were successful with real estate. Couldn't get myself to do it. I let my effort-minimizing brain take over. Now, this is one of those shows where you've heard it. You can't unhear it. So you now know what's causing your problem. If you're not taking action, if you're not getting out there, reading, attending seminars, starting to learn about money to make yourself financially independent, you can bet it's that effort-minimizing brain. whenever you decide to do something, it's excuse after excuse comes up, doesn't it? Excuse after excuse. I'm begging you, take control of that brain. Make decisions quicker and don't let that happen. You know the right things to do. That's the funny thing. My job as a consultant is to encourage people to do what they already know is the right thing to do. To me, that's very interesting. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me, the phone lines are open as of right now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of tech. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Many people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $50,000 or more in investable assets, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free 90-minute sample class, live or online. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class button. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me, you can call now. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Got a really interesting question, and I'm sorry, but, well, I guess I'm not sorry, but it is becoming more and more obvious that Biden, sorry to get political, but here we go, is without a doubt dumber than Carter was as a president. And I didn't think you could get over that bar. And by the way, I like Carter now. I like what he does with Habitat for Humanity. But as a president, just terrible. Terrible. Biden is talking about taxing stock investors on unrealized capital gains. Unrealized capital gains. That is just flipping crazy. That will force these ultra rich, and that's who he's going after, the ultra wealthy. Why does he hate successful people? Why does he want them to pay more than the average person? I mean, it's just crazy. But he's unrealized capital gains. And this person emailed me, his name's Steve as well, saying, won't the super wealthy just shift from stocks to other assets, namely real estate, possibly driving up prices and lowering supply even more? Yeah, I think some will. I think more than likely, you know, speculators like to speculate. And I think these stock guys are going to move just as much of their money into gold and silver as they do real estate. So, and other speculative investments, because they're gamblers. They get a thrill out of it. That's why they're in the stock market. They're not just in the stock market because they think the stock market is the best investment. They're there. They get a thrill out of it. You know, the ups, the downs. They won't admit that. But if you look at somebody who goes 30 years, 40 years in the stock market, they've got to be doing it. Because if you don't learn in 30 or 40 years that there are more effective investments out there, you'd have to be blind. You'd have to not be reading, not be studying. You'd have to be dumb as a rock. No one could invest in the stock market for 40 years and not realize that there are much more effective investments out there. The only reason they stay in is because they love that up and down. They love that risk. It's like people who gamble away their life's fortune. They didn't do it because they made money. They did it because they love that thrill. And I see people do it all the time. Because of my consulting position, I have people come in and go, yeah, it was $800,000. We now only have $400,000 because my wife has a gambling addiction. I see that all the time. So in answer to your question, Steve, I think you're probably right. But if he does that, you know the next Republican president that goes in is going to stop it. And then that's going to cause a crash in the real estate market, in the gold and silver market, as they pull their money out and put it back in the stock market. I mean, and I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm just going over all these ideas in my head and going, well, this might happen, that might happen. What if this happens? But I don't know. I can't crystal ball it and tell you. But Steve, I do think you're right. So how is he going to do that? I guess if you have $1 million in the stock market and you make $100,000, you now have to sell $30,000 of it to pay the taxes, which destroys your compound interest. Doesn't destroy it, but it reduces it by 30%. Which is the big benefit. The rate of return on the stock market is not appealing, but the compound interest is appealing, and he's about to take a portion of the 30% of that away. Yeah, this is just another, you sit back and you look at what Biden is doing, and you're dumbfounded. It's like he's trying to hurt the real estate market, hurt the middle class by not allowing them to self-direct their IRA into real estate investing. That is going to hurt the real estate market. And I think it's going to be a dramatic hit, probably 10% plus. Biden obviously hates the middle class. And he comes in, oh, I'm here for the man. I'm here for the average person, blah, 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 blah. Really, why are you screwing the middle class, bro? The best investment the middle class had was self-directing their IRA and buying real estate. And you're going to take that away from them? You're not here for the middle class. You're here for yourself. Whatever that is, I think he's probably pretty well off. So great question, Steve. I wish I had a crystal ball. I'm sure you do too. But I think you're right. I think you're going to see a lot of people moving out of the stock market. That stock market crash is going to be humongous if he does that. Humongous. He's a moron. Just doesn't think things through. Okay, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-5738. KSEV, or feel free to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's hit another question. That is an Amazon email. Let's try this one. This is a question about insurance. Current insurance expires in 12 days, and he wants to switch insurance companies, but you escrow your insurance, so they've already paid for next year's insurance. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, Peter, but you need to call your insurance company and cancel it today. before your current insurance expires and go get another policy, then your bank will refund you, should refund you that amount of the escrow. Now, this is going to be very complex, and it's going to take weeks, if not a month or two, to get all this settled. And you're going to have to pay out of your pocket for the other insurance policy to be able to get it done in 12 days. Because I can bet you money that the insurance company that has your check isn't going to refund it to you in less than 12 days. So there's the complexities of it. But yeah, Peter, you have the right to do that. It's just going to be very difficult to do. But if you're saving $300 or $400 a year in insurance, it's probably worth it. If you're not, you know, if it's not something substantial like $200, $300, $400, I wouldn't even bother until next year. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. All right, this is Alicia about wholesaling a short sale. The first concern I have is short sales can take 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. I don't see how you're going to wholesale a short sale. Are you going to keep the investor on the line for 3, 6, 9 months? Or Alicia, has the bank already agreed? So it's really just a sale and you've already negotiated the short. No, you don't have to do a double closing. Yeah, you're fine on that end. But, yeah, it just depends on how quickly you can get that short sale negotiated. If you've already negotiated it, then this is going to be no problem at all. But if you lined up somebody to buy a deal that you're just now beginning the short sale negotiations on, that person's probably not going to be there in 6 months, which is how long it's going to take to negotiate that short sale. So, yeah, I can honestly say I don't think I've ever wholesaled a short sale. I've bought a short sale before, but again, it took 3 to 6 months to get that deal done. All right, we'll have more questions when we come back from the break at phone call 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. We are in the question and answer portion of the show. The phone lines are open. Give me a call, please. We are in the final segment of today's show, so you've got to call now. Please don't wait like so many people do till there's only 2 minutes left and we can't get the question answered. Give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It is asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay. Let's go to this next question. Wholesaling in Texas with Rois? I think that's how you say it. Okay. Okay, I'm looking for properties in Texas. I want to use the BRRR method. Is there a way I can get listings for properties that are fixer-uppers in Texas? Yeah, Rose. It doesn't say you're a member of a real estate investor club. I'm going to assume you're not. So my advice to you is join a real estate investor club like ours where there are a lot of wholesalers, and those wholesalers can find you deals. The way this is worded, Ross, I can't tell whether you want to be a wholesaler or you're looking for wholesale deals. I'm going to assume you're an investor looking for wholesale deals. Yes, you can find them here at Total Wealth Academy. Just go to gettotalwealth.com and try out our free sample class. Just go to gettotalwealth.com and click the free sample class button, and we'll give you all the information you need. You can decide whether you want to join the group or not at that event. So check it out, gettotalwealth.com, click the free sample class button. All right, this is from Abe. This is actually a single family question. Abe, how do you get separate meters for a main house and a 1-1 unit in the back? This is an easy one, Abe. Call the electric company here at CenterPoint and get them to put a meter on the other house. That's all you do. Simple as pie. Not cheap, though, but simple as can be. Have no idea how much it is. But, yeah, that's all you do, Abe. There's no secret to it. All right. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this is from a Mark. Okay, you have a 100 unit. Wow. Gave me the income and expenses, the NOI. That's a pretty strong NOI. Net operating income, if you're not familiar with the term, it's all expenses taken from all income except the mortgage. If you take out the mortgage, what's left is called cash flow. NOI is before the mortgage. So let me do a couple of calculations here. Mark. Let me make sure I'm understanding this. 100 units. Yeah, we're interested, Mark. Mark, I'm going to email you after the show. No question. If you're willing to sell that thing at a 7 or 8 cap rate, because it does need some repairs, with all due respect, I'm going to verify the number you've given me for repairs. I'm going to verify everything, of course. But yes, we have sponsors that would be interested in this property. No question. That's a really strong NOI for 100 units. So, wow. Yeah, we're interested. I'll email you after the show. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. The only thing, Mark, this is interesting. You need to look at refinancing this thing before you sell it. Selling it, because you're going to have a really high cash-on-cash rate of return. I don't know if you could beat that. If you sell this thing, I don't think you could beat that buying something else in today's market. If I were your consultant, Mark, I would refinance this thing, pull out a big chunk of cash. You can probably pull out a couple million, and keep it, because this thing cash flows. Take that $2 million, go buy another 40 or 50 units, maybe syndicate a deal and buy another 100 units. So, Mark, you got a lot of options. And no, I don't think selling is the right one. I'd love to buy it from you if you're in a position where you have to sell or you really want to sell. We're interested. But for full disclosure, and to be honest here on the radio show, I've got to tell you, I don't think that's your highest and best use. I think refinancing, pulling out a couple million, tax deferred, it's going to be deferred till after you're dead, and buy another apartment complex, as opposed to selling this one and then trying to find another apartment complex. But we'll talk after the show. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this next question, do you teach classes on self-storage? I'm an apartment syndicator, but I want to get into self-storage. The answer, Pam, is yes. Many of the apartment people are diversifying within the real estate basket, but they are starting to do self-storage. You may not be aware of this, but a lot, and I'm talking, I think it's going to be a major play in the future. A lot of apartment complexes are opening and building self-storage on site. On site. Just a flat out secondary revenue stream, which increases their net operating income or NOI, increasing the value of the property, and providing an incredible service to their tenants. So I think you're wise to be wanting to do this. And yes, we teach how to do that. I've even got people that can, that own multiple self-storage that I would put you in touch with along with our training. So Pam, yes, please enroll and get started. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me, it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is a question about the effort minimizing brain from Raquel. Raquel, okay, yeah, the book, I don't really have a book, it's a, the one where it's at is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The other one is, golly, what was the other one? It was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I saw it in a couple of YouTube videos. I'm sorry I didn't write down what they were. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Tim Urban on procrastination. You see, your effort-minimizing brain causes you to procrastinate. So look up TED Talk, Tim Urban, procrastination. Make sure you watch the long version. There's like a 7 or 8 minute version, and there's like a 15 minute version. Make sure you get the longer version. And that's a good start. Then just flat out Google it, and you'll be amazed at what comes up, Raquel. All right, thanks for the email. Okay, remember my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you think of a question on your way home, send it to me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been
been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.